Hi, I'm Bob, and I've known Steve Gruber a lot longer than you have. Believe me, I'd like him to calm down too, but trust me, this is him calm. Here's Steve.
45 after on a Tuesday. Did you hear this one? A Trump motorcade driver stopped. He found a gun in his possession. Yeah, you can't take your gun if you're going to be part of the motorcade and you're not part of the Secret Service. Doesn't work that way. Yeah, the man who was not identified told authorities he forgot to leave the personal firearm in his own car before entering the van. He's part of the Trump motorcade. Driver was scheduled to be operating one of the press vans. They found out he owned the gun legally, so probably not a lot of trouble there, but you can't do that. The driver was not allowed onto the club property, so the White House staffer drove the press van instead. So need to be very, very careful about those things. You could end up in jail. Yeah, you could end up in jail. Here's something I want to share with you, because this comes from the fringe left, and, you know, we used to laugh at the fringe left for how idiotic they are and some of the crazy things that they would say and the ideas they would put forward. But unfortunately, some of those things have come to pass, so we have to be careful not to laugh these things out. Can't laugh outright at these things. You just can't. Because the left will continue to churn on and churn on, and they will convince people to get on board with it. Like the children that are out there now protesting against guns. Lawrence Tribe, radical liberal, Harvard law professor, wants a children's crusade for gun control, and he wants to lower the voting age to 16. I've heard this before. Some people want to lower it to 15. Because I want 15-year-olds deciding who runs this country, please. He was appointed the first senior counselor for access to justice in 2010 by Barack Obama. He said the BS detectors of children should be allowed to work in voting booths. Yeah. Because children have so much wisdom. I'd certainly want my kids voting, please. He said teens between 14 and 18 have better BS detectors on average than adults 18 and older. Complete garbage. Wouldn't it be great if the voting age were lowered to at least 16? No, Lawrence, it wouldn't be great. It'd be a damn catastrophe. I'd say don't be an idiot, but I don't think you're capable of helping yourself. The constitutional law professor's remarks were made while promoting the upcoming March for Our Lives, an anti-gun rally in D.C., probably prompted by the Russians. You're looking for these big rap, probably some troll farm, Russian troll farm, promoting this big rally against guns and against our Second Amendment. Maybe they can rally against the First Amendment as well. You know, maybe they can continue to do what they've done before, which is create division in this country. You know, here's the thing about Lawrence Tribe's emotional manipulation. They're using emotion here, and they're trying to manipulate people, and they're creating, but here's what they're creating. Make no mistake, and let me be clear, because whatever you tolerate, your children will embrace. Think about this. They're creating an atmosphere where children, 14, 15, 16 years old, are getting on this big anti-gun crusade. And then they will be indoctrinated with the idea that guns are bad and the whole Second Amendment is bad and the Constitution is bad. And therefore, we should get rid of the Second Amendment. We should modify the First so there can't be hate speech. We should gut the Constitution. That is what they are indoctrinating these young people with. And they're doing it by use of this horrible tragedy in Florida and others like it. Now, I believe there's got to be something we can do better to make sure that these things don't happen, but I explained that yesterday in great detail. None of my proposals include gutting and eviscerating the Constitution of the United States. But people like Lawrence Tribe, their fanciful ideas and romanticizing the idea that we should have kids that vote, they really believe that. And they say, well, it's just a pipe dream. No, it's not. It's your goal. You would like 12-year-olds to vote if you could. You would. You would have 12-year-olds voting because that's just another way to get the less educated to support your position. The less educated would support your position that way, and that's the only way you can get there, is by having 12 and 14-year-olds vote. I get it. Trust me, I do get it. And I understand what you're up to, Lawrence Tribe, and trying to create this children's march. Children against this and children. It's all about the children. Well, and as soon as kids start paying taxes, I'll take that more seriously. But as long as I'm paying taxes, no, the kids don't need to be voting. Honestly. You know, there's a certain amount of responsibility it takes. That's why you can't be a member of Congress until you're 25, or the Senate until you're 30, or president until you're 35. Because if kids were so good with their BS detectors, as Lawrence Tribe put it, and kids were so bright, I think our founding fathers would have realized that. And that was in a day and age when kids were out working when they were 12 and 13 years old. I don't mean just, you know, fiddling around. I mean working out in the fields, sometimes, oftentimes much younger, to make sure that the work got done. They weren't 25 years old and sleeping in their mother's basement. Back when this country was formed, real work happened at a much younger age because lives lasted a lot shorter time frame. So if in that time, when kids were much more mature at a younger age, they didn't think it was a good idea for kids to vote at 16, then why in the world would we do it now? Unless, of course, you're soft in the head somewhere and you have other agendas you're trying to pursue, which they do. But I've heard this pushed forth before. You will hear it again. There will be a notion pushed forward time and again in this country to have children vote, because that's the only way some of these, well, frankly, childish notions would ever get passed into law. The only way they would ever pass off to socialism willingly is that people that don't know what they're doing pull the voting levers. We have enough of that now. We don't need more of it. We certainly would not endorse the idea of kids voting. All right, we're on our way to CPAC tomorrow. We'll be there for the rest of the week, broadcasting live Thursday and Friday. Thanks to our good friends at ABC. In fact, this hour brought to you in part by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Since 1962, ABC of Michigan members have promoted the Merit Shop philosophy centered around hard work and open competition. This approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers and the communities Michigan families deserve. Find out more about ABC of Michigan. Visit abcmi.com. That's abcmi.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.